Welcome to the Self-Realized Podcast with Linton Bergson, where you will shatter your limits. I am not much into the self-help industry as much as I'm into the self-realized individual, which is you. What matters most to you, how you get there, and the obstacles that may be in your way. If you would like to be part of this podcast and part of that discussion, I welcome you here with an open heart, open mind, and open arms. So, without further ado, let's get on with the podcast. A very warm welcome to episode 60, How to Get What You Want As Quickly As Possible. That is a great idea and one that you can, in fact, implement very quickly. In today's episode, I will give you a very specific pointer and direction on how to do that. It is not complicated. It really, really isn't. The only thing stopping any one of us, you and I, from moving forward and getting where we need to go as quickly as possible is a simple realization of this. We are not invested in the ownership of changing habits and behaviors that will give us the quickest result, the fastest. For the most part, I would suggest we live in denial. We don't always want to accept that we don't own simple facts about ourselves. Let me give an example of that. I have been in organizations and been with people who don't have certain attributes for certain jobs. They may apply for a sales job, but they're not a salesperson. But they will tell you they are. They're convinced that they can make commission and make a lot of money. They don't have that ability to open or close a sale or negotiate. They don't do very well with rejection. Having told them that, they could work on getting some sales training to overcome objections and deal with rejection better. But they stubbornly persist that that is not the issue. They are in ownership of the fact that they are a great salesperson. That is not the truth. They are living in denial. The only way you're going to find out if the behavior you have is true is if the results that you are getting out of life are manifesting into reality with the behaviors that you have. Think on that for a minute. If you're getting what you want out of life, it's because essentially you have behaviors that you are in ownership that are giving you those results. If you are not getting the results that you want out of life, then you are in ownership of behaviors that are not manifesting what it is you would like to see. It's that simple. Because we can live in denial about what we own as a reality in our behaviors. But that denial does not allow us to live the life we want. The only truth that exists in our lives and ourselves is what is manifesting in our life the way we would like it to. And it doesn't make any difference what arena or area that we're in. It could be spiritual. It could be professional. It could be within our workout, within our health. It doesn't make any difference. If we are not really behaving the way that we should, our life is a reflection of it. So I have a strong suggestion for you. Begin to look at your life from the perspective of this. What is it that you are not receiving in your life? What is it that is not happening in your life the way that you would like it to? Then begin to look at your life through the lens of, and perhaps begin to make a list of, what behaviors do I need to change in order to get what I would like? How quickly will I change them? Because a lot of time, behavior change equals habit change. And how long will I deny them? That's the bottom line in you manifesting in reality the changes you want as quickly as possible. There's only one way to do it. Your life is a reflection of what it is that you are doing now. You cannot say, for example, that you're a great salesperson when you can't sell anything. You cannot say you maintain great relationships with people when they all fall apart. Your behavior doesn't match what you say you can do. If you want to have either one of those, be a great salesperson and maintain great relationships, manifest as a reality in your own life, and they're not there yet, you're going to have to make some behavior changes. You may deny that, but you're going to put off into perpetuity getting the result that you want. Ownership is a very fast way of you becoming who you want to be in the fastest way possible. Not denial. And I see a lot of people in constant denial about their life and who they are. I like to use this mantra in my life. Just own it. The faster you own it, the better off you are. The more authentic you are to yourself. The easier you are on yourself. The better you will feel about yourself. Because in ownership, you begin to realize that you're humbling yourself, putting your ego aside for a moment and saying, I need to own the fact I am not as good as I thought I was. Anyone who has done anything has done that. They own their strengths and they own their weaknesses and they begin to work on what they have to get them where they need to go. Ownership is not a word to be taken lightly because a lot of times when we go through life, we don't see our behavior, owning our behavior, as a large part of knowing who we are and what we can do and the talents that we possess. I own certain behaviors that I know that I'm aware of. Some are good, some are bad, but I know I have them. If I want to get a result with certain behaviors that I have, depending on what it is I want, I know that I'm not going to get the result with the current behavior. I own that. Do you? Can you sit down and say to yourself, if I want A, B, or C with my current behaviors that I own, and you can make a list of the current behaviors that you know and you own, will I be able to get the results that I'm seeking in the fastest way possible? The answer to that question again is, are you prepared to own the fact of what you have? Because obviously your life is reflecting what you have. So you can't debate that with yourself. What you have is where you are. And then want to learn and own the new behaviors, essentially as new habits, in order for you to move forward and achieve the goals that you would like to pursue in the shortest time possible. It's really a very simple equation when you think about it. How long is it going to take for you to say this? I simply don't have what it takes to do what it is I'm trying to do. Let me get some help. That's it. And not look at excuses or reasons, whether it's from other people or external circumstances that you feel have more control over you than they actually do. If you would like to know the difference between excuses versus reasons, you can listen to episode 57 where I dissect that in detail. You don't want to start using reasons and excuses for you not to be getting where you need to go as quickly as possible. That is not going to help you. What you are in control of is you and your behavior and your mind and your thoughts. When you begin to really own that, it's all about ownership of all of that, your life changes very quickly. That's why my mantra is, for me, and you can adopt it too if you'd like, when my mind starts playing crazy games, suggesting this or that is the main reason or cause for things not moving as fast as I would like them, I look at myself and I say to myself, just own the fact that you're not doing what you need to do to accomplish what it is that you want. That is ownership. Every little bit of your life is ownership. Whether it's just realizing, okay, I'm not doing what I need to do. That's ownership. Not looking for an excuse that somebody else isn't doing what they need to do. You can go on with this ownership and just getting in touch with yourself and your circumstances for everything that you do. Because that internal reflection about your life is you being in ownership of your internal self, being self-realized, looking within yourself, introspection, that puts you into that place of powerful ownership. That one word is a massive game changer in your life. Let me ask you this question and think on it carefully. Introspect on it. What are you in total ownership of in your life? What emotions do you feel you are in ownership of? What thoughts do you feel that come and go during the day are you in ownership of? Do you allow negative thoughts to be more predominant in your mind? Or do you own the fact within yourself and made it a habit that as soon as a negative thought comes up, you're going to negate that? You're going to own a new thought pattern and behavior by owning new goals to get where you need to go so you have new experiences so you can tell yourself new things. Every time that you look at that word, ownership, when you specifically apply it to the ownership of new behaviors, it changes your life and it moves you forward very quickly. Because whatever you own, you've earned. You've put work into it. It is something that you have gained through experience. The important thing to understand about ownership is that you have decided to do something often enough. Essentially, it's become a habit. That's what ownership is. It's almost to say that it's automatic. When you have that automatic behavior that is translating into results in your everyday life, it's because you have inculcated it into your inner being. It's an automatic response. And that's how you're going to get the quickest results in your life to get from where you are to where you would like to be. Is to consistently change behaviors as quickly as possible that aren't working for you. And don't live in that place of denial or the place that would say, I'm not going to do this because of. No, do this. Just say to yourself, I'm going to own this because I know I have to. Just own it. This behavior is not getting me the result that I would like, so I'm going to own that, and I'm going to get a new behavior to replace it. Just own it. Don't even equivocate. Don't procrastinate. Just grab it and shake it into submission. And when you do that, that too will become a habit. Because the alternative is not really a good alternative at all. It's just wallowing in mediocrity and in denial until you have to make the change, because the change will have to be made. If you want a certain result, it's only a question of when. So why would you put it off? And usually what happens is that when you do decide to make the change, it's twice as difficult than it would have been if you'd made it earlier. Because sometimes you spent money, you spent time, you spent effort and energy living in this space of, well, if I just do this instead of making the change in my behavior that I need to, I'll get the result. It usually never works. So that is wasted time and effort. And then we get into this point again of procrastinating the inevitable, which is really not what you want to do in life, because again, you want to get where you want to go as quickly as possible. And think on that when you are deciding to put behavior change off. Think on it from this realistic standpoint. Do you want to get there sooner than later? Do you want to get there with the least amount of friction? And see the fruits of your labor manifest into reality so that you can now move on to something else with the same formula. Because the quicker you move through things, the better off you are to moving on to things. And time just slips us by. Time is wasted with procrastination and denial, but it's never wasted in ownership. Ownership is the master ingredient to the catalyst of correct change in your life. Mastering ownership of all the things that you would like to have to complement yourself as the incredible human being that you are. Make a list. I would suggest that you do that about things that you'd really like to have ownership of in your life. If you want to have better relationships, if you want to have better friendships, stop making the excuse about why you don't have them. Go out. Don't just do things on the computer. Get into a different ownership of behavior. Make eye contact. Put your phone in your pocket when you walk into a coffee shop or somewhere. Say hi to somebody in a grocery store. Start making yourself available. Change your behavior. Be in ownership of the fact that you're probably maybe not putting yourself out there as much or as often as you would like, even when you go out to run errands. It could be anywhere. It could be in a store. I say hi and hello to people a lot. And they respond when they're not on their cell phone with hi and hello back. People want to connect. But sometimes you have to make that effort. You have to want to be the person that says, I'm going to make a behavior change to not be as lonely or isolated in my life. I want to go out in the world and engage the world. I don't want my face stuck in a computer or on my phone 24/7. We are not designed to be insulated. We are designed to exchange our lives with other people and have intimate, meaningful communication and relationships. We are losing that. Not because we have to, but because we decided to have the behaviors that we have now. You and I can change them. We as a society can change them. We can connect more. But we can live in denial and we can say, well, I can go online and get all these connections. No, you can't. Social media cannot provide you with in-person connections, even if it's just going out into the world and speaking with people on an ongoing basis. You will feel better. Let's face it, our lives are a manifestation, whether it's feeling lonely, which is a big problem in society today, a direct reflection of our behaviors and attitudes. That's all there is to it. You want different results? You want them quickly. Denial goes out the window. Activate ownership. Just own it. Do it. As the Nike advertisement says, your life will change more rapidly than you ever thought possible. Don't sit around trying to contemplate excuses as to why things aren't the way they are and deny that you need to make some rapid change and change behaviors that you need to act upon today and get in ownership of for you to live the life that you want and get the results in a much faster and quicker way than you ever would if you consistently nurture the most detrimental word in your life, your growth, and your development, denial. I sincerely appreciate you listening to the podcast. Please subscribe so you do not miss any upcoming episodes. Whatever platform you're on, please leave a rating and review. I would greatly appreciate it. Any additional information on me, Linton Bergson, and my 5-star reviewed book, Purposeful Vision, is available at selfrealize.com, which is all one word. You can also leave any comments or suggestions on the website. I look forward to connecting with you very soon, and take good care of yourself.